It's time for the truth. Will you join me today in this study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 8, and please that you'll open your Bibles to Revelation chapter 8. We've gotten down through a couple of verses, but we're going to go ahead and start back with the first verse today, Revelation chapter 8, and so please open your Bibles to that. And while you're doing that, I'd like to share with you this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you would like to call us, our phone number here at the church is 217-847-2717. If you would like to email us, our email address is parkviewbible@gmail.com. And if you'd like to visit our website, and we have many, many studies of the Scripture, our Constitution, Plan of Salvation, and that's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Hope now that was enough time for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. We're going to begin reading now, Revelation chapter 8, verse 1. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of a half an hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense, which came with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer, and filled it with fire of the altar, and cast it into the earth. And there was voices, and thunderings, and lightnings, and an earthquake. And the seven angels, which had the seven trumpets, prepared themselves to sound. And the first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast up on the earth, and the third part of the trees was burnt up, and all the grass, green grass, was burnt up. Now we're going to stop there, because I don't believe we're going to get much further today as we begin to hear those trumpet sounds. And so please, let's begin with prayer. Father, thank you today that we can come and enjoy a study of your precious word. Please that you will guide and lead us each step of the way, dear Lord. It's so important that we follow your leadership, so important that we turn our burdens to you. Most important is that we have come to you for salvation. We've trusted in you as our Lord and Savior. Please, today that we ask you to come into to our hearts and save us if we have not done that. Believe. Please today, as the Holy Spirit convicts your heart, believe, please. Now we just ask, Father, for your strength and your power today. We praise you for this opportunity to share your word with the folks that are listening. And please help them to listen today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. That very first verse, and again, just a little bit of review, but can you imagine the 24 elders, they ceased to play their harps. They were silenced. The heavenly angels, all the angels, hushed their singing. All heaven stood in awe. The most awful judgment will be poured out. And God have pity on those that are here. And that's verse 1. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for the space of a half an hour. And I saw seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. That's the second verse. Once again, seven angels, seven special angels, they stood before God to pour out God's wrath upon his enemy. These seven trumpets were given to the seven angels. Each angel had a trumpet. Trumpets are used to call soldiers to war. They're used to call the folks in Israel to worship. They were used for the convocation. They were used for proclaiming the festivals like the Year of Jubilee, the Feast of the Tabernacle. Those, they were used to announce that, and also it is used for judgment. Seven angels took their position and prepared to sound, as we see. But as we look to the scripture, we find before that, in the third verse, another angel came and stood at the altar having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And so you see, another angel came and stood at the altar. There are seven angels, and now we have another angel. John saw this other angel. In his hand was a golden censer. He came and stood before the golden altar. This angel was given much incense, the scripture tells us, and that he offered the incense with the prayers of all the saints. Now let's look at that just a little bit. Let's stay with that. Another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. So we have some things to figure out here as we look at these verses of Scripture. Given much incense, and it was offered up with the prayers of all the saints. The service rendered by the other angel at the altar proves it could be none other than the Lord Jesus Christ, our high priest. Both altars are mentioned here, the brazen altar and the golden altar, because as you see here, the other angel came and stood at the altar having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints up on the golden altar, which was before the throne. No other creature, no being, could add to the prayers of the saints. These were the tribulation saints. Nor is there any other that could go between the two altars. There is one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ. You'll find that at 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. So you see, we know who this is. One mediator between God and man. And when we look at these two altars, the one was the altar that man brought their sacrifice. The other is the altar, the golden altar. And there is no one that can go between except the Lord Jesus Christ. This word other angel is mentioned two other times, a total of three. And we're going to look at that very quickly. The first being here in Revelation chapter 8, verse 3. Another angel came and stood at the altar. Now, if you turn your Bibles with me to, and maybe not even have to, I don't have to, it's on the same, just on the opposite page. Revelation chapter 10, verse 1. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head. His face was as it were the sun, and his feet as the pillars of fire. Let's go to Revelation chapter 18, Revelation 18, 1. Revelation chapter 18, verse 1. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. Now these three, each time, speaks of the Lord Jesus Christ. You must see that. You have to see that. Now, this altar is mentioned six times. So we're going to go back to Revelation 6, 9. Revelation 6, 9. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony that he held. Next is this altar in Revelation 8, and it tells us, and I saw the seven, and verse 3, and another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar, which was at the throne. 10:1 And I saw another angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud and a rainbow. I'm sorry, we need to go to 8:5. I jumped a line there. Revelation 8:5. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast into the earth, and their voices and the thunderings and lightnings on the earthquake. So the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar. Now there's no fire at the golden altar. And so when we looked at 3, another angel stood at the altar. That is the same as the altar we're looking at here, and that is not the golden altar. Now let's go to 11:1. Revelation 11:1. And there was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood, saying, Rise and measure the temple of God, and the altar, and them that worship therein. 14:18. I keep switching lines here. I'm sorry. 14:18. And another angel came out from the altar, which had power over fire, and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, Thrust in thy sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. And again, angel came out from the altar. Now 16:7. Chapter 16, verse 7. And I heard another out of the altar say, Even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments. So we have 6 times the altar is spoken of. We have 3 times that this other angel is spoken of. And now if we go to Hebrews chapter 4, chapter 9, verse 4, the book of Hebrews, chapter 9, verse 4. We love studying the Word of God. Scripture confirms Scripture. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 4. Which had the golden censer and the ark of the covenant overlaid round about with gold, wherein was the gold pot that had manna and Aaron's rod that budded, and the tables of the covenant. And so, which had the golden censer? Now, as we look at this golden censer, and that was a reference, it was used at the altar and was as made of gold, was used to carry the fire from the brazen altar unto the altar of incense. There is the brazen altar. There is a brazen laver. Both of those are out in the courtyard. Next, when we come into the holy place in the tabernacle. Now, if you've never studied Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, if you've never studied through those books, you need to start with Genesis 1:1 and study, thoroughly study the books of Moses. You will never, ever be sorry for studying that history and how the world was created, how the world fell, all the things, and the bloodline of the promise of the Messiah starts in the beginning of the book of Genesis, and it never stops. It never leaves all the way through, all the way to the cross of Calvary. And so, if you have not studied the book of Leviticus, you'll have trouble understanding Hebrews. So you go back and you read Exodus and Leviticus, and then come and study Hebrews. It'll make all kinds of sense. Of course, only if you believe you have been born again, you've trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ. But here we find that it is made of gold, And it was used again, this censer, to carry fire from the brazen altar. Now, if you would read Hebrews chapter 9, read the whole chapter, you'll see this, and please do that. Also, if you would like to really confirm it, go back and read Leviticus chapter 16 first, then come back and read Hebrews chapter 9. I want you to see that and see the purpose. There was no fire at the incense altar. They brought coals in, put it up on the incense altar, and then the incense from those coals of the brazen altar. I want you to understand this because the brazen altar is the picture of the cross of Calvary. The brazen laver is a picture of the washing of the Word and how it cleanses us and changes us. Then you come into the tabernacle, the first room, the holy place. We have the holy place and the holy of holies. This building is not very big. It's just 15 foot wide and 45 foot long. The first room is 15 by 30. It has a golden lampstand, it has a table of showbread, and this incense altar we talk about. Then you go through the veil, and you go to the Ark of the Covenant and the mercy seat. That is the presence of God. Now, no one could go from the brazen altar to the Holy of Holies, into the presence of God, except the high priest. And he could only do that once a year on the Day of Atonement. It was the only day that that happened. Now, if you'll remember something that happened when Jesus died on the cross, that veil was rent from top to bottom in the temple. Now, that temple represented this tabernacle that God built. The man built it, but God designed it, and there's one identical to it in heaven. And so as we see this take place now in the temple, it is rent from top to bottom, and that means that man can go right into the presence of God through and by only Jesus Christ. And so if you say that you don't know if you believe in Jesus, but you believe in God, you can't know God without knowing the Son, the Lord Jesus. It's very simple and very clear in the Word of God. And so you see here we have this picture of this incense going up, the prayers of the saints. Now, who are these saints? All these saints, who are they? You know, the converts, those that were converted from the testimony of the 144,000 preachers, there gained a great multitude no man can number that were saved during this tribulation period. And so that is who the prayers are concerning, are those believers that are saved, that are here on earth. God is hearing those prayers. And we have the picture of this censer, and as the censer brings the coals, and we're going to look at that. Let's come back to Revelation chapter 8. And we're going to look once again at this third verse. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne of God. And so get this picture of your mind. Here is the brazen altar. Then the brazen laver, then you go into the holy place, and we have the lampstand, and we have the table of showbread and the incense altar. And this is what this censer was used for, was to take it from the brazen altar, the coals, and place it upon the prayer altar so that the incense would fill, the perfume would fill the holy place. But more important is the Holy of Holies. And it represented the prayers of the saints, born-again believers, going into the Holy of Holies, into the presence of God, into the golden altar, the Ark of the Covenant, the mercy seat. And so that's the picture that we have back in Exodus Leviticus. And now we come, and here in Revelation, why we have a very similar picture. And again, if you don't understand the Old Testament, you don't understand some of these some of these explanations and what's going on here. This is the very presence of God as he offers up, as he is the mediator between man and God. And here is these prayers going up. We've just discussed it is the converts, those that are born again. They are going through hell on earth. So even though we are not told what they're praying, God is taking the prayers of these people with this incense, and that's the picture of the prayers going before God. We can only suppose that they are praying for deliverance and judgment upon the enemy, because living in these times is literally hell on earth. It's going to be as close as it's going to be. Now, never will it compare with that. Never will it be that bad as hell is going to be. However, it's going to be as close as it can be. Now, God answers their prayers. This incense, this burning morning and night is what it was in the tabernacle. They would bring the coals from the golden altar, and they would put it in the and fill this with incense. And this perfume would come through the veil into the presence of God, and it was a picture of the prayers of believers going up before God the Father. Now, this incense, again, burning morning and night, and this incense is a sweet, sweet savor. It signifies what the Lord Jesus, what he is or was for us, what he has done for us, what he has taken care of, what he has suffered for us. All this is a picture in this time, this opportunity. Now, what time area are we looking at here when we begin to sound these trumpets? What time period? When there was silence for a half hour, we're looking at the last 3.5 years. The first of the 7 trumpets is about to sound. And as we see, we have this again, as we do from time to time, this little bit of an interlude. And so let's look now at verse 4 and verse 5. And the smoke of the incense, which came with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of the hand, out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer, filled it with fire of the altar, and cast it upon into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. If you'll notice, the first time the censer was filled with incense, the second time there was no incense, just fire. The incense and prayers went up. Where'd the fire go? The fire went down. Verse 6, and the seven angels, which had 7 trumpets, prepared themselves to sound. And now in verse 7, the first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth, and a third part of the trees was burnt up, and all the green grass was burnt up. The first angel sounded, stepped into position, raised his trumpet, and the blast went forth. And when it did, hail came down, chunks of ice, fire, literal fire, and blood, real blood. The result of this trump sounding, the result of this that come forth with this first angel, a third of all the trees will perish. All the green grass was burnt up. Let's go back to Exodus chapter 9, verse 18. Exodus chapter 9. Again, if you have not read and studied Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, the first 5 books of our precious scripture, the books of Moses, as it's called, and because he is the one that recorded them, please that you do. You sit down and you study it and you look at it and you enjoy it because it is powerful. It'll only be powerful if you know Jesus as your Savior. Now let's begin. Exodus chapter 9, verse 18. Behold, tomorrow about this time I will cause it to rain a very grievous hail, such as hath not been in Egypt since the foundation thereof ever until now. Send therefore now, and gather thy cattle and all that thou hast in the field, for upon every man and beast which shall be found in the field and shall not be brought home, the hail shall come down upon them, and they shall die. And he that feared the word of the Lord among the servants of Pharaoh made his servants and his cattle flee unto the houses. And he that regarded not the word of the Lord left his servants and his cattle in the field. And the Lord said to Moses, stretch forth thine hand upon towards heaven, that there may be hail in all the land of Egypt, upon man and upon the beasts and upon every herb of the field and throughout the land of Egypt. And Moses stretched forth his rod towards heaven, and the Lord sent thunder and hail, and fire ran along upon the ground, and the Lord rained hail upon the land of Egypt. So there was hail and fire mingled with hail, very grievous, such as there was none like it in all the land of Egypt, since it became a nation. The hail smote throughout all the land of Egypt. All that was in the field, both man and beast, hail, and the hail smote every herb of the field and brake every tree of the field. That's one of the judgments that was brought down upon Pharaoh and upon Egypt when Moses went and delivered the words of the Lord unto him. And he says, let my people go. But they refused. Let my people go. But he refused. Did you catch that when I was reading through? And again, you can read it later if you'd like, Exodus 9, 18 through 25. Did you catch that where it said, if they didn't believe, if they did not gather their cattle in, the report went out throughout all of Israel, but if they didn't believe, they lost, they died. Blazes of fire, streams of blood, great chunks of ice, all falling upon the earth. Man will run for their lives, screaming, trying to hide themselves from that day. But there is no hiding place. When God's wrath comes, there is no hiding. All the announcers, all the weathermen, they will have answers for this weather that's coming. Again, hail, fire, and blood. They'll have some excuse for it. They'll have some reason for it. If I tell you the truth right now, I can't convince you. The Holy Spirit has to convict your heart, has to show you that Jesus is the only way. So please, please trust in Him. It's God Almighty's will. And the will is here. The judgment's coming because you have rejected. You have turned aside. They did not believe. Just as Israel had the choice of gathering their cattle in or not. That's not going to happen. There is no hell. There is no problem with, people will be fine. They're all going to go to heaven. That's the logic of today. As long as you're good, you're going to go to heaven. As long as you trust in Jesus as your Savior, believe in Him, then is when salvation will be yours. Please, my dear friend, trust in Jesus. We're going to start with that second one next time. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?